it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964, or email focus@clare.fm.
And we welcome your comments on the various issues we'll be discussing on the programme this morning. As you've already been hearing, the Cabinet has backed changes to drink driving laws, which would see those detected over the blood alcohol limit being automatically disqualified. Shane Ross's new bill on drink driving will go before the Houses of the Oireachtas in the autumn against a backdrop of stiff resistance from lobby groups, including the Vintners' Federation of Ireland. A number of government TDs and indeed ministers have raised concerns about the possible impact on rural Ireland. And Fine Gael will decide after the summer break whether to give members a free vote on the issue. Clare Independent TD Dr. Michael Harty has been speaking with Morning Focus producer Fiona McGarry, who first asked him if he felt tighter legislation was needed in the first place.
I think there is, Fiona. I think this is a public health issue, and I will be supporting Shane Ross in his bill. I think it is extremely important that the message goes out that drinking and driving is no longer acceptable in Ireland. And I think the automatic disqualification for driving from driving for 3 months is going to be a substantial deterrent to people drinking and driving.
Fears have been expressed by some in the Independent Alliance, for example, and in other parties about the impact on rural communities of this proposed zero tolerance approach. Would you share any of those concerns?
I don't think that it is an issue. I think it is exaggerating the situation. Only a minority of people drink and drive in Ireland, yet they can cause such potential havoc. And I think the message has to go out that drinking either in an urban or in a rural setting is no longer acceptable in Ireland. And I don't see that the rural situation should be any different to the urban situation. In fact, most of the fatalities happen on rural roads.
The issue, on the other hand, though, of sustaining rural pubs, I suppose, as a source of employment and as a place for people to socialise in their own locality, is clearly very challenging. What do you see as the way forward there?
Well, certainly, I understand the difficulties that businesses have in rural towns and villages, and particularly rural pubs. Nevertheless, I think the issue is far more important than that. I think there can be methods put in place which will allow people to come and enjoy a pint or a drink or a number of drinks in a pub, yet not be required to drive home. We did have many years ago the idea of the designated driver, the person who was on that night, the person who didn't drink and looked after those in his company. I think pubs have an obligation to also look after the public, and if people are drinking in their pub, they should, or the community should, come together and provide some form of transport that will allow people to, yes, socialise in their local pub, but at the same time will not put others at risk by driving home having consumed alcohol.
You're talking about a community obligation there, but is there anything, Dr. Harty, that the government could be incentivised to do in terms of extending the provisions of rural transport? I mean, unfortunately, that's a service that we've seen scaled back and cut back in recent years. But is there any possibility there of some kind of subvention in terms of providing that kind of transport to allow people to socialise?
Well, I think it is an issue that could be looked at, but you are talking about providing a service late at night for perhaps a large area in a rural community. I'm not so sure how it would work. But certainly, I think the community and the community spirit should come together to provide alternatives to people driving home having consumed alcohol. And, you know, the limit is 50. And I believe that no matter what amount of alcohol you've consumed, it does impair your judgment. And certainly when you're the more you drink, the more your judgment is impaired. And it is a contributory factor to road traffic deaths and road traffic accidents. It's not the only answer. There are many, many contributing factors. The conditions of our roads being another contributory factor. Carelessness, speed, inexperience of driving. All these play into road deaths, but certainly driving under the influence of alcohol is a contributory factor to many deaths. And I have had to sit in kitchens and houses of people who have died in road traffic accidents, and it's not a very pleasant experience to be sitting down with the family of a loved one who has died in a road traffic accident as a result of alcohol. I think it is, as I say, a public health issue as well as a legal issue.
You've outlined, Dr. Harty, some very compelling reasons why you were going to support Shane Ross's bill. Shane Ross's bill is clearly controversial. He says that many politicians have been lobbied to vote against it. Have you yourself been approached?
I haven't been approached in regard to this bill, but I have read the intention of the bill, and I fully agree with it. And I find it very difficult to understand how parties like Fine Gael are considering allowing a free vote on this issue, because I think it is, as I say, it's not an issue of conscience, it's an issue of principle. And I think the party should not allow a free vote, because if they do, I believe this bill is going to have great difficulty in passing. And I think it's passing the buck. They imposed the whip on the Protection of Life and Pregnancy Bill in 2013 and lost three or four TDs. I presume now, because they are in a minority situation, and if they applied a whip on this issue, they may lose some members. And I think it's setting aside their responsibility in this regard.
The decision on a free vote for Fine Gael TDs has been deferred, and that won't be decided on until the autumn. Meanwhile, the Independent Alliance is also looking for a free vote, and Shane Ross is the leader of that bloc in the Dáil. Do you think that that indicates a lack of commitment on his part to the bill?
Well, I think it indicates an uncertainty on his behalf that this bill can get through the Dáil. I find it difficult to understand why you would look for a free vote on an issue of principle. Yes, of course, if it's an issue of conscience, such as abortion, I think I can understand where a free vote would be allowed in that regard. But in this issue, which is a public health issue, which is a matter of life and death, I think the parties should stick to their principles and not pass over their responsibility.
Other independent TDs, including Deputy Michael Lowry, have already indicated that they'll vote against the new drink driving bill, and the Healy Rays have raised their own concerns. What are your reactions to those decisions?
Well, as a doctor and as a GP, and as somebody who has had to deal with these issues throughout my career, I find it very difficult to understand why rural TDs would be influenced by the vintner lobby, because it is in the interests of their constituents and the safety of their constituents that they should be considering how they vote, rather than being lobbied by a vested interest.
You have your ear to the ground, Dr. Harty, in Dáil Éireann, and this issue won't be up for decision until the autumn, but what is your own sense of how likely it is to pass?
I think it is still uncertain how it will go. I certainly have listened to many people, and this morning listening to other discussions, those TDs who are against this bill seem to be in the majority. But nevertheless, I think that it is something which should be given serious consideration and reconsideration by our rural colleagues who are against it, because it is, as I say, a public health issue. It's a matter of life and death. We have a very strange relationship with alcohol in this country, and getting into a car having had consumed alcohol, I think, is a very serious public health issue. It is putting the lives of others on the road at risk, not only your own, but others. And I think the families of those who've been affected by drink driving deaths would take it very seriously if this bill was rejected and if many of my rural colleagues spoke against it.
And that was Clare Independent TD Dr. Michael Harty speaking to Morning Focus producer Fiona McGarry. 086 1800 964 is the text number.
Clare FM's Morning Focus with Gavin Grace.